The number one issue that I hear when people talk about I-601 waivers pertain to economic and financial concerns. Immigrants and their spouses almost instinctively equate hardship with monetary issues. And that's natural, but it's too short-sighted. Hi, everybody. It's Carlos Batara. You're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining. Why do so many immigrants and their spouses equate hardship with monetary issues? Because the vast majority of immigrants come to the U.S. looking for a better life and better employment opportunities. Thus, clients, when questioned about the impact of potential family separation, start to worry about things associated with less income, like food, clothes, household supplies, and other daily living expenses. Unfortunately, such a focus by itself will not be sufficient to win a waiver based on hardship. Immigration authorities have said time and time again, economic hardship alone is not enough to merit a finding of extreme hardship. More is needed. Here's how to get an immigration officer to more closely consider your economic and financial worries. Tie the issue to specific non-economic concerns. Are your children in sports and community activities? Talk about them. Then talk about how much these things cost. Are you or your spouse taking studies for advanced degrees? Talk about the courses you're taking. Then talk about how much they cost. Do you take care of an elderly parent? What does that consist of? And what does it cost you, money-wise? Does anyone in your family have special education or medical needs? How much do you have to pay for those services, as well as periphery costs like transportation, equipment, and special providers? You get the idea. Submit evidence showing the relationship between monetary loss, increased expenses, and other factors of hardship. By linking to relevant non-economic issues, you enable immigration officials to realize the full impact of financial loss. This approach ensures economic-related problems are part of the government's cumulative I-601 evaluation, and it improves your chances for success. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep your chin up always, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.